Everyone, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It is 4:30 p.m. Eastern on the 23rd of August. Billy Meyer is a man in his middle 80s. He lives about 37 kilometers east of Zurich, in a tiny mountain village, or behind a tiny mountain village. That's why they call it Hinter Schmidrudy. Schmidrudy is the little town he lives close to. He grew up farther north in a place called Bulach, Switzerland, which has a valley there they call the Glatt Valley. Two mountains, the Eisenmoser and Bruder Mountains. And Billy lived on a street called 1253 Niederflux, I believe, is where he grew up. And he had a very interesting experience on a mild night in May. And I think he was about 4 years old. And he dreamt that he was looking at his body, I guess from over his bed. And he eventually woke up and he climbed out a lower window and looked up at a beautiful starry sky and he said, "My life exists because of the love of creation, and since ancient times I've lived among the stars." And he felt this longing for the distant worlds and faraway places. So Billy had a bit of an interesting experience. I always say that he was speaking out of his spiritual consciousness from his previous lives, where he had been a teacher. And one of those teachers that he had been was named Nokodemian, and he taught on other worlds and other solar systems and other galaxies. He eventually told people about his experience on that night in May, but no one really understood, except maybe the local pastor at Bulach there, Pastor Rudolf Zimmerman, who himself had had some telepathic contacts. Later on, about a year or so from that experience, Billy had his first telepathic contact from Svoth. Now, Svoth was an extraterrestrial human who was nearly 1,000 years old, who had come to mentor Billy for 11 years of his life, from about where Billy was 5 years old until he was about 16. And Svoth taught Billy many things, particularly taught Billy about Billy's previous lives, his Vorgängers, as they're called in the German, his predecessors, who were Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, and Muhammad. Of course, there were other predecessors like Nicodemus and Mozart and Galileo. But Svoth told him about his previous personalities that had been prophets. Svoth also put something on his head, on Billy's head, to restore certain knowledge that he had and restore certain abilities that would allow him to look and clearly see the future. It would also, this device would protect Billy's consciousness from those who would later try to break in his consciousness and influence him. Svoth taught Billy for about 11 years, and I want to read something from Svoth's explanation. It says, "For the spiritual teaching, which has been the teaching of Nicodemian Henoch and all your former personalities." Now, so Svoth knew that Billy had been Nicodemian, who was actually Svoth's teacher. So in some ways, Svoth was returning the favor to an old friend. Because remember, the material consciousness has to learn all over again, every new lifetime. Now what's important is that programmed into our subconscious is all the evolutive values that we took from our prior lifetimes. And even some specific knowledge, I believe, is programmed into the subconsciousness. Also, there is a complete record of our lifetime in what are called the universal storage banks, the planet storage banks, the solar system, the galaxies storage banks. So anyway, let me pick back up again. For the spiritual teaching, which has been the teaching of Nokademian Henoch and your former personality since time immemorial, you should, as it was in all past times, only require as a reciprocal gift a will to learn, love, peace, freedom, harmony, joy, diligence, equitableness, and humaneness, as well as the quality of being human. Not, however, any material things through which you could achieve wealth. One of the things that Svath was continually teaching Billy was to not be materialistic. Let me continue here. Any material things that would could achieve wealth. Because if you want to acquire such, you should create it through this, the work of your own hands, not, however, by growing rich through the teaching. So eventually, Billy did have to charge somewhat for the teaching, and Quetzal and Ptah talked to Billy about that. It says, line 57 here, without a doubt, it will be necessary that you can also finance your livelihood. For which reason you must take it upon yourself that you, through your related provisions in respect of your work, achieve security, which nevertheless may be based upon your acquisition of personal wealth. So Svath told Billy that he would lose his left arm in a bus accident. He was told that his wife would turn against him and that there would be many attempts on his life. He was taught things about creation. Creation being the universal consciousness. He says here, however, this oneness and connectedness with all and everything is the result of the might and the immeasurable love of creation, which gives everything selflessly and demands no payment for it. Now, this is very interesting. It says here, the biggest problem of the human being is his ignorance concerning creation and its laws and recommendations. So, and I would say when you say something like this, that this ignorance, it would be, for example, also our ignorance of certain laws like overpopulation, our ignorance of the importance of continual striving, our ignorance of knowledge of effective love, our ignorance of system and order, our ignorance of the law of harmony, which is neutral positive equalized thinking. Let me continue here. I want to read the line before this. It says, and whatever your desire is, what you want to bring to the human beings is unity, peace, concord, knowledge, wisdom, love, freedom, and harmony, and more profound truth, and cognizant that in the entire creational realm, in the entire universe, everything is one and bound together. And this is one of the profound things that I remember reading from years and years ago, that everything is one. And I've pondered that many, many times, trying to really understand that. It's probably something that takes a long time to really appreciate. I'm going to read a few more lines here just because it's kind of interesting. The biggest problem of the human being is his ignorance concerning creation and its laws and recommendations. This problem is not merely that of one single social class or of one single religious orientation, but it is a problem of every single human being, a problem of the entire humanity. So learning the creational natural laws is super critical. Let me run through them quickly. The first is, again, this order is totally mine. There's no order that I've found. Effective love, which is brotherly love, live and help live. Sometimes that would require you to maybe step in and say something at the right time, and there's probably a time when you shouldn't say anything. And that'll help maybe get people moving in the right direction. But don't effective love is different than romantic love, which is mostly what Earth humans are focused on. Romance, we're talking about a live and help live. That means you're helping plants, animals, people. It's more of a brotherly love. The second creational natural law is the law of striving. The greatest power in any vasin is devoted to the striving. It even says, down to the atomic building block, the creation is devoted to the striving. So, and you, the striving is what gives you your sense of life. Your life has meaning because of your striving. And if you become, for example, a bum, if you won't work, if you just want to like drink alcohol and do drugs and be entertained or whatever, if you're pursuing fun or that kind of enjoyment, it's actually going to result in your life, your sense of life going away. And your life becomes like it has no meaning, it becomes purposeless. So it's very important to accept your duty, your responsibility to continue to strive all parts of your life. Sweeping out your garage, taking care of your cats and dogs, getting some exercise, learning the Meyer material, doing your day job, doing a radio show if you have a radio show, playing musical instruments if you do. Your life should have a schedule too. You should have system and order. That's another creational natural law. And you should try to do things as much as possible at the specific time that you do it every day, even if it's a weekend versus a weekday thing. And of course, the law of harmony, which says you're thinking in a neutral, positive way. That means you're not overly positive and unrealistic, or you're not negative. If you're negative, you're screwed. You've really harmed yourself if you're intentionally thinking negative thoughts. So anyway, the other creational natural laws include things like reincarnation, population. Planets our size should only be about 500 million people. So let me read a little bit here more that Svath has written, or Billy has written about what Svath told him. So, in this ignorance, the human beings are dependent on their illusions, wishes, and desires, on their addictions. Now, let me stop on addictions. Because the more you accept your responsibility of striving, the more you accept the fact that you're going to need system and order in your life. And the more you learn to live with the law of harmony, you realize that addictions are just there as a roadblock to your striving. Any addiction will take away your sense of life. Let me continue. On their addictions, vices, and all the pleasures and material trumpery from all of which neither the human being is able to liberate himself, nor the entire humanity is able to liberate itself. And through this unknowledge, very interesting word, unknowledge, which is, I think, the opposite of knowledge. And through this unknowledge and uncertainty for life, now, and I think One of the great things about the Meyer material is it starts to bring certainty to life. And it takes away anxiety and doubt, which we've been talking a lot. Anxiety and doubt, it is a necessity to rigorously exclude anxiety and doubt, for they destroy evolution. They're evil elements of disintegration, is what it says literally. So, there is a necessity to exclude anxiety and doubt, for they are evil elements of disintegration. So, anxiety and doubt destroy knowledge. Anxiety and doubt also, they keep you from developing your real personality. If you live with anxiety and doubt, it will hinder your personality from expanding and from growing the way it normally should. Let me try to pick up where I was here. We were talking about addictions, and I kind of got off on a rant. Let me continue here. Well, this is very interesting. In this ignorance, human beings are dependent on their illusions, wishes, and desires, on their addictions, vices, and on all the pleasures and material trumpery, from all which neither the individual human being is able to liberate himself, nor the entire humanity is able to liberate itself. And through this unknowledge, an uncertainty for life spreads out. That's where I got off on anxiety and doubt. So, the teaching, the spiritual teaching, at least my experience, is it removes uncertainty in your life. And because you're gonna live with system and order, you're gonna create a very exact schedule. You're gonna try to devote as much possible time as you can to striving, because you know that striving is what's going to give you your sense of life and the sense of meaning of your life. So, following these creational natural laws takes the uncertainty for life. But if you have uncertainty for life, here's what happens: whereby hate, wars, murder, avarice, jealousy, and the urge for revenge, as well as all kinds of criminality arise, such as even monstrous, destructive, and annihilating weapons, such as the atomic bombs, which already in a short time will be abused by the Americans for a deadly and annihilating function. When they destroy the Japanese city of Hiroshima in the year of the 6th of August, in this year, on the 6th of August. So when Spoth was talking to Billy, in a few more months, they were going to be dropping the atomic bombs by means of a nuclear weapon operation, and claims hundreds of thousands of dead, then to repeat the same crime on the 9th of August with a likewise Japanese city of Nagasaki, which once again will cost the lives of about 100,000 human beings. Even after both nukes hit Japan, there was a great controversy among the Japanese as if should they give up, should they surrender, or should they continue fighting. Incredible. I'm afraid we might be heading to war once again here. Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Let's continue and live this lifestyle the best we can. The teaching that you will bring, the spiritual teaching, is to that end indeed to lead the human beings on the path of true love, peace, freedom, and harmony. It is intended to transform the human beings and the world. And in order to bring this teaching, you have obliged yourself in regard to yourself and life, as well as in regard to creation and the human being. You will work hard and incessantly for that, in observation of your entire responsibility. Through your knowledge and your wisdom, as well as through the power of your consciousness, your body, and through your manual work, you will point to a new direction in love, peace, freedom, harmony, joy, which can point to progress in the entire thinking, as well as the feelings and the functions and the actions of human beings. It will be your true love, with all your knowledge and wise values, which will help the human beings who need your help and who will accept your help. Therefore, always be openly attentive to them when they open up to you and the spiritual teachings, because your aim must always be to teach and help. Edward, it will be your task to awaken the human beings of Earth out of their sleep of untruth and unknowledge. Boy, that's a beautiful way to say it. We are in a sleep of untruth and unknowledge. That is so true. You must instruct the human beings further that they must hold themselves ready for the revolution of truth, as well as for the fact of their duty, which they will have to regard in creation and its laws and recommendations. Also, adhering to this fulfillment of duty amounts to a revolution, because only a few will take it upon themselves to consciously fulfill this obligation. Yeah, we have an obligation to evolve our consciousness. That's our point for being here. And we have to recognize when there are roadblocks to our striving and try to move those roadblocks out of the way. Nevertheless, the comprehensive revolution is not built upon politics and also knows no parties at all, because in its essence, it is aligned with real freedom. Accordingly, every single human being has the free choice of his thoughts and feelings, as well as his actions and dealings. Thus, every individual can therefore freely decide whether he wants to further turn to untruth and unknowledge, or to knowledge and wisdom, true peace, peace, well-being, and balance and harmony. The teaching of the truth, or the spiritual teaching, the teaching of the creational truth, however, will be the signpost for every human being, so that everybody can follow it according to his own will, if he is willing. The teaching shall become a movement. That's good. I think it is now. This is really awesome. Which will spread worldwide and bring peace, love, and freedom, as well as other high values, to the human beings of the world. However, you must always be aware that evil mighty ones, the envious, slanderers, deceivers, liars, thieves, and all kinds of other negative powers, who will also undertake murderous attacks on you, will try to impair and destroy your entire work and energy, whereby also a stop will not be made in accusing you of malicious things in court in order to destroy your mission. There are definitely mighty ones on the earth. The secret dark order, Billy calls them, in the Goblet of Truth, Kelk der Wahrheit. But always be confident, because if you unswervingly and consciously do your duty to your mission, live virtuously, preserve your modesty and honesty and true love's place within you, then ultimately all attacks of every kind will turn out to benefit you and bring success. Billy went through a tremendous amount of attacks, more than I think it's just impossible for us to really appreciate the pressures that he was under. You know, he had his breakdown too, And this was, he had been through so much. Let me continue. Thus it will happen that everything which is negatively, fraudulently, murderously, slanderously, mendaciously, thievishly, and enviously concocted against you steadily changes itself to progress and success for you and your mission. Thereby your group, which is to be built up by you, will grow as a nucleus just as much as the external group, which will assume worldwide forms. Concerning this, also electronic and other technology will be helpful to you, because in the time to come, everything in this regard will develop so rapidly that each new thing will already become obsolete again within a few days. So the internet, I think, has been very helpful with the Meyer information. Thereby, you will be able to spread the teaching of the truth throughout the entire world, because the information will reach its destination in seconds. Therefore, it is not necessary for you to defend yourself against the attacking behavior directed at you. I think that's real good. I think a lot of times defending yourself against things like that makes it worse rather than better, because the information will reach its destination within seconds. Oh, sorry, I jumped in the wrong place. Therefore, it is not necessary for you to defend yourself against the attacking behavior directed at you, because all who take action against you in any kind of negative form will only harm themselves. Therefore, always react neutrally in regard to all attacks against your person and against your mission. Remember the law of harmony? Be neutral, positive, even if you're being attacked. Learn to control yourself in these things and to always remain calm. That's always one of the first things to do to maintain neutral, positive thinking is maintain your calm. Learn to control yourself in these things and always remain calm, because that is the best weapon and the best defense against your attack. You will have to learn that already now at your young age, which is why events, situations, and things will come to you that you must learn to overcome. You will have to endure much pain as a result of your thoughts and feelings, as well as through your emotions, which you must bring under control. And we talked about how feelings grow with the thoughts. Feelings are, you should never stifle your feelings. Allow your feelings to grow. They simplify things. You know, your thoughts can be very complicated, but they can be simplified or summary. A summary can be made by the feelings. The feelings also discharge the intensity of the thoughts. And the feelings eventually power the psyche. So you want to have neutral, positive feelings. We want to avoid the emotions which surge upward, as well as through your emotions which you must bring under control. Also, you will not remain spared from physical pain, because in 1964 you will meet a fate in which you lose your left arm. That's a very difficult thing Billy had to endure. That will, however, be an incentive for you further. Hard lessons which you have to get through and with which you have to cope, through which you will, however, enable yourself, together with the loyalty, with the loyal who gather around you, to build up the headquarters, which you will name the Sannyasi Silver Star Center. Now, so he's been told here what he's going to name it. So I wonder if he remembered the name or if he just happened to say it. In other words, anyway, very interesting stuff. Wow. I got off a little bit more on a Svath tangent than I really realized I would. Thanks for listening. This is Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. See you later. Bye-bye.